It is a historic Hoosier landmark. Donnie Burgess reports on a bar for the ages.
It's the oldest bar in Indiana.
When it originally opened in 1850, it was called the Tremont House. But the Yagi family bought the bar in 1963, Harold Yagi. And it became the Slippery Noodle in 1963.
That's Marty Bacon, general manager of the Slippery Noodle, which has stood at the corner of South and Meridian for over 170 years.
We're on the National Registry of Historic Places, and the way we are listed there is the oldest continually operating bar in the state of Indiana in a freestanding building. So pretty much we have outlasted everyone else.
And when he says they've outlasted everyone, he means it. The Slippery Noodle has survived for generations. It even survived the coronavirus pandemic. Marty believes it's the history of the bar that keeps people coming back. And he's happy to be open once again.
It's nice to have business again and be open. Things are beginning to loosen up on us a little bit. We're hosting a tournament, and it's nice to have business and see people and actually do what we want to do.
Donnie Burgess, 93 WIBC Mobile News.
Tomorrow, you'll hear more about the Slippery Noodle with tales of gangsters, ghosts, and murder. Strap in and sit back. Donnie Burgess takes you on a wild ride through a bar for the ages.
The Slippery Noodle opened in 1850. From brothel to bullet holes, the bar has seen its fair share of infamous faces.
John Dillinger and his gang and Al Brady and his gang would hide out in that back warehouse. And there's actually spots on the wall where they had target practice, and there's still a couple bullets in the wall.
General Manager Marty Bacon. Now, the Slippery Noodle wasn't always a gangster hideout. It was also a traveler's inn, but some travelers preferred a more private room.
Half those rooms up there became a whorehouse. In 1953, two of the customers got in a fight over one of the girls. One guy stabbed the other one, killed him, left a knife sticking in the front bar as he ran out, and the city shut the brothel down.
That person may not leave a good Yelp review, but Marty says some people have had so much fun at the bar, they've never left.
We are haunted. So, when I'm the last person in here at the end of the night, I hear door slamming, footsteps, glass breaking. So I'll flip all the lights on and I've got my stick. I walk through the bar, just make sure there's no scumbags in here. Once I'm through scumbag, fire, and flood, I'm down to ghosts, so I'm out.
Donnie Burgess, 93 WIBC Mobile News.
Tomorrow, you'll hear about the Hoosier regulars that help make that bar what it is. You never know who you'll run into. Donnie Burgess takes you on one final walk through a bar for the ages.
When a bar has been open for 170 years, it's bound to have a celebrity guest or two.
Billy Joel showed up in here. Nobody knew he was coming. The man working the front door looked and goes, "Hey man, you look a lot like Billy Joel, but you're too damn short." And it turned out it was Billy Joel.
General Manager Marty Bacon has worked at the Slippery Noodle for 30 years, starting as a bouncer back in 1991. He's seen quite a few famous faces.
Carl Malone came in, and next thing I know, Carl Malone was sitting at the front door checking IDs and stamping people's hands, and nobody knew it was him until he stood up and kept standing up and kept standing up. One Sunday I was walking up and I look and I'm like, wow, that guy looks like Harrison Ford. No, it was Harrison Ford.
It's cool to see someone like Indiana Jones at Indiana's oldest bar, but it's the regulars, the familiar faces that Marty is happy to see.
It's like a homecoming. You know, it's like a family reunion. And some of these guys have been coming in, playing here for 20 years on Wednesday nights. But just to see some of these guys who've been here for 30 years, 20 years playing on Blues Jam, it was, like I say, it's like a family reunion.
Marty's excited to be back in business, and he's ready for people to come visit a bar for the ages. Donnie Burgess, 93 WIBC Mobile News.